Okay, so for this video, there was someone who commented who wanted me to share my opinion on a pharmaceutical situations and women being hooked on this shit. Now, I can go in from my personal experience of dealing with women, and I thought about one experience specifically when I was working at the VA, and I was in a department where there were three women totally, right? It was a counseling department. And I was there as an intern, relatively like an intern, like it was like a paid internship. And it was the one woman in the middle, and then it was like two women, you know, one woman she pretty much ran the whole state's, you know, counselors in this department, and another woman, she was new, another girl, actually, she was younger, she was new. And the woman in the middle was not on mental medic or pharmaceuticals, or antidepressants, shit like that. And I still talk to her to this day. Actually, I called her a few days ago and talked to her because I'm supposed to be selling her some land. I talked, and she's cool. She gets it. She knows she's I think she's like 60, but she gets it. Like she knows what women do. She knows women's nature. We talk about it. Usually, I hate talking to women unless I have to, but she was always an exception. And from the first time I met her, she was always that exception. And she wanted me to come in there and work with her. Then I didn't even ask to go in there and work there. She actually came to me with it. And I'd say, yeah, I'll do it. And we end up becoming, we're still friends to this day. But the other two were the stereotypical situations. Now I'll start off with saying this, my opinion on women and pharmaceuticals, at the core of it's either a following nature or they're really depressed because and they're really mad because they fully realize their relationship with men in the dating world. It's usually the core is going to come back down to one of those two reasons as to why they got on medications. Now, as a quick side note, I'm not trying to say that all pharmaceuticals are bad. Not all medications, all that shit is bad. But what I will say is this. With situations like ADD, right? When you meet a person who really has ADD, not one of these fucking pussies that like, oh, I want to get my phone. Oh, I want to do this now. Like, not one of those. But when you meet somebody who really has ADD, they don't have to say it, but bruh, they don't have to announce it. Okay, good. Because when you see a person who really has ADD, you are gonna know that shit within 3 seconds of being in their existence. Okay, because they do not. It's unbelievable. And I remember the only time I seen a person who truly had ADD, I was working at Speedway. I was working in a gas station. And she was in there buying gas. I mean, she was nice as she could be, but she could not focus on any one thing. I don't know how she was driving. I think she was driving. I don't know how she can drive with that shit. And like, you know it. And then she finally came out and said it, but it's a whole like people who really have these problems that require medications. And the ones who were like what I call like the fakes or the one who were like leaning on another problem to get the medication, like these women I'm going to go into in detail. Like it's like comparing good milk to bad milk. Like either it really has a fucking problem or it has no problem and it's just trying to piggyback off something else to get to the same, you know, end goal as what actually has the problem. Like it's or like the people who are fat, like the fat excuse, like, oh, I have an overactive thyroid, blah blah blah. Like it's bullshit. Oh, like. Like out of all the people who are fat, I would say maybe 10 to 15% legitimately have a problem as to why they're fat and they can't shake the weight. Like there was, I'm on a side rant now, but there was a situation where a woman, she was always fat, right? Her whole life. And it was on this show. And this woman, she claimed like, look, I've always been fat. I've always hated my fat. I did whatever I could do to get to ditch the weight. So I just ate salads all day. I was fruit salads. I don't eat any bread. I barely eat meat. Like, and I'm fucked up. Like, what can I do? So everybody's first thought was, yeah, she's fucking lying. She's eating little Debbie cakes and shit. So they followed the bitch, right? Come to find out, yeah, she was telling the truth. Like they counted all the calories. They stayed with her for months. And that was, and it was legit. So that she had to get tested. Come to find out, her body, if she ate any water, her body would not let go of the water. So the salads was actually hurting her in this regard, like because it's water, you know. So that's why she was, and she was only eating like 1,200 calories a day, man. She was like serious. So like, but like, that's what I'm trying to say is like, there's people who legitimately have the problems, which are usually the severe minority, like the 5, 10, maybe 15%. And the 85 to 95% are just fucking retard for fucking idiots who just, who are looking for a reason to validate them being fuck ups in life. Okay. That's just the reality of it. Now back to the main topic with the three women. There was the boss woman, the woman in the middle, who I'm still friends with, and then there was like a new girl that came in there. And now, the two women on the outside were hooked on mental medications for two completely different reasons, right? Well, for two completely different times in life. But at the core, it's the same core reason. Both of them failed as women in the dating market. Now, the younger woman, she was a both of these are going to be stereotypical scenarios. This is what women usually are. They're stereotypical because they all follow each other until you get like the one, like the friend of mine, the one you can actually talk to about it. Most women, they're all stereotypical because they all have to follow to stay in a crowd because it's too scary to be alone for women. So the younger girl, she was on the wrong side of 25. She's fat. She's black. She's loud, she's annoying, you know, all the typical black woman stereotype situations. And no man ever wants to fucking deal with her. No, I mean, I'm willing to bet, you know, $10,000 until the day I die that no decent man will ever go in there and sit around her too long because it's what she is. So she's on mental medication, which she'll try to push it off on something else. But the core of it is she's fucked up with men. That's why she's depressed and cries herself to sleep and blah, 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 da, da, da. Because now she has this good job working in the VA. She's got some education or else the VA wouldn't have hired her in that position. So she's got all these things that she thinks that men want, but then men still don't want her as a woman. So she's fucked up. Now, the older woman who's the boss, I can look at her and tell, like I never really clicked with her. Even back then, I was more beta-ish back then. Yeah, I had alpha tendencies, but I was definitely more beta-ish back then. But even then, I never clicked with the boss. And it wasn't because she was the boss, because I mean, I'm never impressed by money or status or anything like that. It's just how I've always been, which is why I have friends in some of all types of different circles. But it was just her. I never understood that. And I told the friend of mine when I talked to her, I said, yeah, I've never understood her. She was going through a divorce, and like I told you guys before in the videos, if you really want to hurt a woman, just completely ignore her. If you want to hurt a woman, ignore her. Her ex-husband he wouldn't contact her, and she would go fucking ballistic about it at work. So the older woman, she's on medication because you can look at her and tell she used to be hot. And I see her kids. She's like 42 or 45 or something like that. She has two daughters, and I can see in her daughters' faces, like, yeah, the mother was probably hot just like these daughters at one point. And she's still not a bad looking in the face woman, but her body just mutated and all the weight's in the bad places. And see, this woman, she's depressed about the dating market because, yeah, she's making well over six figures a year, has a good job, you know, could probably put on makeup a little bit. But no man who is what she wants is going to stay around her because look, she's making six figures. So now she's going to want a man who's going to make at least six figures or higher. But see, all these men who are making six figures and higher, they got their choice of all the women beneath her. And she's just not going to make the cut. So she's going through depression, anxiety, rah, rah, rah. So you know, her money is not her problem is not money. She makes well over six figures because she's the head in the VA and in the VA. And, you know, government jobs are always going to pay more, which I talked about why that is in previous videos. But her thing, like I said, most women, their issues with pharmaceuticals is usually going to stem from them fucking up with men or them fucking up being fucked up in a dating market a lot of times. And like I said, and women have to follow whatever they think other women did or other women have. So they're going to hear word of mouth is going to catch on, and it's going to compound. Just like with women now with welfare and shit like that, with Section 8 and food stamps, that look, Google the rates of that shit and how it went up over time. Once women started to find out, oh, you mean I could divorce John and get alimony, child support, food stamps, and Section 8? Oh, yeah, I'd do that. You know what I'm saying? And it just grew because women, they follow. This is what they do. They follow shit. They don't lead anything. You see, it's their nature to do this. throughout history and time, I you call me misogynist, call me whatever, but if you look at the hardcore logic, it's what they do. So marketing businessmen, like everybody knows the core logic is if you want to get money out of people, aim it towards women and children and children-minded men. If you want to get money out of motherfuckers, advertise that that's the population you want to go to. Don't go to a grown-ass man because he'll learn how to make it on his own. But see, women and children, they want to follow something. So they'll buy it from you. You see, like it's unbelievable, man. But yeah, the depression pills, anxiety pills, sleep pills, that like I said, that always comes along once women figure out that they're no longer at the top of the dating market anymore. Or you have a chance. I came across one post somewhere and I was reading it and a woman pretty much just said it. Like she was intimidated. She was like, 33 or something like that. You know, the usual age when women have to actually start, becoming intelligent and typing in comment sections. because they're getting older now and they're getting rejected more. So, you see it all the time. This post was about, she was actually intimidated because the guy she was talking to was legitimately successful. And she's, kind of successful. She makes, good money, probably has a little education under her belt. And she was completely intimidated because this guy, he was all like, the guy, he's a legit, relatively important, successful guy. And she was completely insecure about it. And you already know why, because see, this is the sad ending tragedy to every single woman on the planet's life. And no woman can escape this fate. It is every woman's fate. When they are young and beautiful, they can run the world. They can run. I don't want to say that they can run the world, but I say this. They can manipulate the world. They can get the world to pay them attention and manipulate them when they're young and beautiful. Because watch, Amber Heard, I guarantee you, and give it 6 months. Amber Heard's going to be in another movie. Watch, because people are going to remember her for being hot and forget her actual actions. You see, if she can, she's 30 something now, so if she can maintain her beauty, she'll do it. She watch, I promise you, I guarantee it. But the fate that women fall, every woman falls into this fate. They're young and hot. They're used to manipulating men. They're used to taking men away from their older wives. They're used to doing this. But see, like I said, women's problem is longevity. Around the world, woman's problem is trying to convert from playing checkers to playing chess. Women hate chess. Women hate any form of logic where you can put it right in front of their face and they cannot manipulate a 6 to be a 12. They cannot manipulate, let's say, a 1 to be a 4, or they can't manipulate a 4 to be a 0.5. With it just being written as it, they can't go up there and erase it and then make it something else. Women hate this. Okay. They hate trackable logic where they can't manipulate it. They hate it. Every woman hates this shit because the core of it is, once they see it and they'll finally deduce that, they're not really worth anywhere near as much as they thought they were, no matter how beautiful they were in the first place. That's usually the core of why they do it, but they hate it because when a woman is young and beautiful, like I'm going to continue where I left off before. When women are young and beautiful, they can manipulate tons of shit around them, right? But see, what they don't plan on, the chess part of it, they don't plan on becoming older, you see. They don't think that those older women used to once be younger, beautiful women at one point in time. So what happens is they get older and they remember all the games, all the tricks they pulled, everything they did to piss off the older women when they were younger. So now they're mad about that because now they know, like that 33-year-old I just talked about, see, she knows there's a 22-year-old out there who would love to take her man from her just because she can do it and laugh about it. See, she knows. See, all of this, all this logic, it compounds on them. And this is why women are deemed crazy. No, they're not crazy. All this logic finally starts to compound on them. And like I said, see, women, they don't know how to build out of anything. So if anything, they'll rather just let it just all these memories of running threesomes with a guy knowing that he was married, and had him spend all his money on her for a vacation to Tahiti, taking all this man's money when she was 19, doing it. See, all of that starts, it compounds on them. and it weighs them down. See, and instead of what women should do is, you know, accept that they were a piece of shit, you know, and just accept it, maybe even to go back and apologize and move on and be, you know, somewhat mentally healthy after that point, they'll rather just hold on to it because no woman ever wants to say sorry. They rather just hold on to it and just all these memories just keep. It would be like a man who like went around like raping school children and murdering people, and then one day he became a pastor of a church like that mother, and then he starts going crazy. Or like perfect example, when Charlie Sheen found out he was HIV positive, and Charlie Sheen started just having these crazy outbursts and shit. It was because all that conscience was working at him, and he wasn't telling anybody like I got HIV. Oh my God, did I give them HIV? Do I have HIV? Remember I cut myself with a knife and somebody touched the knife? Did they get HIV? See, all it was weighing him down, son. See, that's what happens to women's brains. But see, Charlie Sheen finally came out and just told the world, look, I got HIV, bro. And after that, you ain't hear nothing else from me because the conscience was clear. But see, women don't come out and say I'm sorry, so it just weighs them down more. So this is why when they get older, these random outbursts, randomly just divorcing men for no reason, all this random shit starts to come out because see that conscience, see all it works on, it just pushes them, farther and farther into madness because at this point they probably fucked over so many men they can't remember which ones to apologize to. So it's like they end up so fucked up, and every woman's destiny is to become this. This is so funny because so by the time they end up like the 33-year-old bitch, I forget where I read it at. By the time they end up like her, like they know they're not worth anything. They know they're not worthy of respect. You see, they know it. They know it. This is why women would rather make fun of you for treating them well instead of recognizing that she's a whore. That's what the Donovan Sharp guy was talking about. They would rather, because it's easier. Because see, if you respect them as a woman, then they have to pretend to be of respectable quality. But then they remember all that shit that they did when they had the opportunity to do it. And it just hurts them. So they would rather just make fun of you and get you to go away when you treat them with respect. they know it, man. Like, it's sad. But like I said, with the pills, with the sleep pills, anxiety pills, all that is just a way to try to, the reason why they do it, like I said, they women are followers. So if they hear another woman do it, then they got to at least go and investigate to try out the same shit. And two, it's a way to kind of put a crutch on them failing as women in life. That's what it is. Because when these bitches are like, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22, and she's the hot girl and she has plenty of guys, she don't have any type of medication. No. Even now she's like 19 between 19 and 22 and she's like kind of ugly and you know blah blah, then she might be on, like, because like I said, it's going to come back down to her being fucked up in the dating market. So like those hot, young, hot, beautiful girls, they're not running back on Anthony. Well, nowadays maybe some of them are because women are such followers. Some of the mothers probably went out there and just put the daughters on it now, but I'm speaking of like women from when I, like maybe I say even 10 years ago, they're not doing that. The beautiful hot girls aren't running around on that shit. And the only time they're going to the doctor, and if it's not because their mothers tried to indoctrinate them into being on loopy meds like they are, the only time those girls go to the doctor is when they're on pregnancy scares and they get STD checks. Or they're like legitimately ill with the flu or something like that. Those are the only times those girls go to the doctor. You see what I'm saying? That's all, because like I said, they're succeeding as women. Once they succeed as women, then they don't care. Nothing else matters. It, as long as a woman is succeeding as a woman, meaning she's getting all the attention, she's pretty, and she has women jealous of her, she has arrived as a woman. It doesn't matter her education level. It doesn't matter any of that. As long as she is completely appealing to men, she has officially arrived as a woman. And the world can burn down. But like I said before, every woman eventually falls off. They all do. All of them will. Every single one of them. And the sadder part is, it doesn't matter how much money they've attained. It doesn't matter that she bought a house with cash. It doesn't matter that she's driving a Maserati. Woman wants and needs desire from man. And that's the tragedy of it. They need it. It doesn't matter what they accomplish. If they don't have that, the house don't mean shit. If they don't have desire from some man, the car, the traveling around the world, that don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean anything to them. they need to be desired. And that's the sad part. It really is.